Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The son of the late Vice President Joshua Nkomo, who died 16 years ago, says most Zimbabwean leaders are too self-centered, a situation that has led to the current social, economic and political problems in the country.
The crop of leaders we have today, they like money. They are for themselves. They are not for the people. Dala went out of his way to do things for the people.
The Harare City Council has suspended town clerk Tendai Mahachi as the city with dirty streets, collapsing buildings and high crime rate almost crumbles.
I'm not particularly excited about commenting on this one. I'm sure you'll bear with me for now.
And the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission told Parliament today it is concerned by the widespread human rights violations nationwide. These stories and much, much more coming up.
Zimbabwe today remembers the life and legacy of the late nationalist Joshua Mqabuko Nyongolo Nkomo, who was also the Vice President of Zimbabwe at the time of his death on July 1, 1999. Nkomo, who died of cancer, is credited for bringing peace to the country in 1987 at a time when his Zipra forces were raring to wage a war against President Robert Mugabe's army in the 1980s.
Shortly after independence in 1980, Nkomo set up a vast business empire wholly owned by hundreds of demobilized Zipra cadres under a holding company called Nitram. The company was liquidated by the government during political skirmishes of the early 1980s that saw more than 20,000 people killed in an operation called Gukurahundi.
Some ZAPU supporters claim that Nkomo may have lost the general election to then ZANU leader Robert Mugabe before independence because of his well-known stance of allowing Zimbabweans to own land, something that the West did not want at the time. The West also viewed him as leaning too much on Marxism. During his political career, Nkomo also earned enemies, including some who had been very close to him, like the late former Home Affairs and Defence Minister Enos Nkala. We reached Rugari Kumbo, a war veteran who is also a former ZANU-PF spokesman, who says the late Nkomo was a liberation war icon.
Well, the struggle was difficult, was protected. Dare Regime Renga was formed in February 1969, in order to prosecute the armed struggle.
Now, can you briefly recall to us how you think of the late Dr. Joshua Nkomo as the father of nationalism in Zimbabwe?
Well, Dr. Nkomo made a major contribution to the liberation of Zimbabwe. He was, first of all, the first president of the ANC African National Congress of Southern Rhodesia in 1957. Then he became president of NDP. And later became president of ZAPU. After the split, ZAPU and ZANU, he became president or chairman of PCC, People's Caretaker Council. So he made an impact in the struggle against colonialism and imperialism.
That was Rugari Kumbo, a war veteran and former ZANU-PF spokesman, on the line with Studio 7's Chris Gande from Harare.
Meanwhile, the son of the late Vice President Joshua Nkomo, who died 16 years ago, says most Zimbabwean leaders are too self-centered, a situation that has led to the current social, economic and political problems in the country. Michael Swangalizwe Nkomo believes that Zimbabwe could be different today if most leaders followed his father's footsteps. Our correspondent Taurai Shava reports from Ulawayo.
Swangalizwe Nkomo says his father was a selfless man who had time even for ordinary people. He says despite having little material possessions, Father Zimbabwe, as the late nationalist was popularly known, would always try to help people in every way possible. He says such humility and generosity are lacking in most of today's leaders, noting that their self-centeredness is partly to blame for some of the problems the country is currently facing.
The crop of leaders we have today, they like money. They are for themselves. They are not for the people. Dala went out of his way to do things for the people. You didn't need an appointment to see Umtala. Ordinary people, anybody could come and knock at the door any time of the day, and you would welcome them and help them whichever way you could. But with the current crop of leadership, they don't answer telephones. I've tried it myself to try and talk to some leaders here. They don't even answer their telephones. Now, how do you expect to work for the people if you can't answer telephones? I'm sure wherever my father is, he must be shaking his head, wondering what kind of leadership we have.
Swangili Zwenkomo says, although it has been 16 years since his father's death, it still feels like yesterday as the nationalist's name gets constant mention in the media. Nkomo says rather than being sorrowful on such a day, his family normally celebrates the late vice president's death with joy and inspiration from his monumental achievements.
It brings hope, it brings vigor into my life personally to say, something has to happen to better our lives, because the old man was committed to this nation so much that you can't help but feel good about it. We don't have time to cry, as it were. You can't cry over that we lost, such a good man.
Nkomo equally praises President Robert Mugabe for being able to unite former Liberation Party's PF ZAPU that was led by his father and ZANU PF. Some Bulawayo residents still vividly remember the late nationalist, with some of them saying Nkomo left the nation a proud legacy. Gift Mtizwa says to him, the late vice president's most important achievement was that of being a peacemaker and a nation builder, a view shared by another resident who only wants to be identified as Stembile. Stembile says, although she was rather young when Nkomo died, she has over the years realized the huge role he played in the history of the nation.
He was a peacemaker. He managed to unite the people of Matabeleland and Mashonaland. He was a unifier. He managed to unify people of different ethnic groups. I think if he was still around, there was going to be change. Our economy was going to be in a better state.
Chairman Max Mkandla of the Zimbabwe Liberators Peace Forum echoes the same sentiments, saying Nkomo was passionate about empowering people and believed that it was important for indigenous blacks to own their land. While agreeing that the land reform program, which started a few years ago in Zimbabwe, has helped towards the realization of this goal, Mkandla laments the way in which it was carried out by the ruling ZANU-PF party, which resulted in some people getting multiple farms. Former war veterans leader Jabulani Sibanda, who was recently expelled from ZANU-PF for allegedly teaming up with some senior officials to try to remove Mr. Mugabe from power, says if Nkomo was alive today, he would be sad about what is happening in the country, where corruption and greed are the order of the day.
What we have in our country now, if Nkomo was here, we'll be very much disappointed. You find one person who is running a concession, animal concession, is the same person who has got a ranch, is the same person who has got a cropping farm. He has got various industries in the utilization of land. We cannot have that. If a person wants to do cropping, he must do cropping and have a few cattle there for just his home purposes. But it should be known that this guy is cropping. It should be one family, one farm. One family, one piece of land. It's not only one man, one farm. It should be standardized size of farm.
From Kandla, Nkomo as a statesman who was broad-minded and would not have approved of the situation in which Zimbabwe has made enemies with other countries. He says Zimbabwe needs to mend its relations with the international community, as this would help revive the economy. And he believes that this is exactly what Nkomo fought for in the liberation struggle of the 1970s.
If you are a leader, you should embrace all countries so that they invest in the country, and then the people definitely will find the jobs and then to revive our economy.
A march known as the Joshua Mkabuko Legacy Walk, which is often held as part of commemorations to mark the death of the late Nkomo, has been moved to a date yet to be set by the organizers of the event. The late vice president remains loved by many who still cherish the moments they used to call him Chibwe Chitedza, Umdala Wetu, and Father Zimbabwe. Reporting for Studio 7 from Lawayo, this is Taurai Shava.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kHz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency.